about your student loan payments. If you have more than $10,000 in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-506-5810. 800-506-5810. Completely wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call now. 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Play.
I'm Rich Ackerman. The NFL comes out on the losing side again as Judge Richard Berman overturned the NFL's ruling and nullified the league's four-game suspension of Tom Brady. Brady will be able to play in the Patriots season opener a week from tonight, and the NFL has now come up short in court against the Saints in the bounty hunter scandal, as well as the cases against Ray Rice, Greg Hardy, Adrian Peterson, and now Brady. Jim Harbaugh went back to school, taking over the coaching reins as alma mater Michigan, and tonight, after an eight-month love fest, the Wolverines open the season in Utah. Harbaugh said it's time to turn the hype into results and keep the excitement going.
Hope that's what everybody signed up for, because it's here. This game has been on the schedule a long time. We knew it was coming. It's a big stage against a really good football team who has got winning on their side.
And Utah won in Ann Arbor a year ago. Also tonight in the top 25, second-ranked TCU with national title aspirations takes on Minnesota, while 16th-ranked Georgia Tech hosts Alcorn State, and Arizona welcomes UT San Antonio. Baseball, the White Sox and Minnesota in action right now, and the Twins are in front 4-2 in the top half of the sixth. The Nationals have a chance to pick up a game or half game on the idle Mets as they host the Braves. Ryan Zimmerman helped them avoid a sweep last night in St. Louis with a pair of homers. And despite coming up short last weekend at the Travers, the owner for American Pharoah said the Triple Crown winner will keep racing. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is DA sending you a personal Evite to join the fun of my show. Weeknight, 6 until 10 Eastern on CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. What's the expression from The Wire? If you come in, you better not miss. 855-212-4CBS. So, Tom Brady's going to play week one of the NFL. Going to play a week from tonight. It's also college football season, and we have the laughingstock of the NFL and the laughingstock of college football, and there are some parallels of the two. More bad news coming out of Rutgers, and really bizarre news coming out of the Redskins camp. But the story of the day is that Tom Brady's going to play. All right? So, I can tell you what the judge ruled but or what the judge meant. And we can determine what it means for Brady's legacy and what it means for Roger Goodell. The crazy thing about Goodell is that he has no effect on you. None. And to the Goodell's gotta go, you know they'll find another commissioner, right? That commissioner will also work for the owners. And because that commissioner will work for the owners, at some point there will be the conflicting alliances that we're faced with Roger Goodell. And whether it's this ruling or other rulings in the very near future, the fact is that Roger Goodell was kind of in a no-win situation. I'm not saying I'm sympathetic towards Goodell or towards the NFL. I've always thought that they were overzealous in their pursuit of Brady. But I do understand the predicament that they were in. And anybody who doesn't, you're kidding yourselves. Because half of you still think that Tom Brady did it. Maybe even more than half. You think that Tom Brady ordered the code red. That's what you think.
You ordered the code red.
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're damn right I did.
That's what you thought was going to have happen. You need me on that wall. You want me on that wall. Instead, it was deny, deny, deny.
What me?
Basically. Half of you already think he did it. That same group of people think that previous to this case, Bob Kraft, owner of the Patriots, was so close with Roger Goodell that would all get swept under the rug. And so what was Goodell to do? The week of the Super Bowl, he's got this, they deflated the footballs, being misreported as 2 pounds below the normal air pressure. Wow, the Patriots are cheaters. They've been doing this all along. Goodell's not going to do anything about this. He's an empty suit. He barely suspended Ray Rice. So what do you do when somebody says chicken? You go above and beyond, and you give it your all. Look, the NFL made some classic mistakes in this. But I don't actually think what Judge Berman ruled is what he was ruling on. See, what the judge did was he said, hey, look, your process here is all screwed up. You didn't give him notice. You punished Brady for a punishment and said it had the only comparable was the drug testing policy. You punished him because he wouldn't turn over his cell phone that he didn't have to turn over to begin with. So what are you exactly punishing him for? I don't see any smoking gun. I don't even see any gun, let alone a smoking gun. In other words, it feels like Judge Berman knew that this case stunk. He knew there wasn't a mountain of evidence. There wasn't even a molehill of evidence. There was just a bunch of happenstance, a bunch of things that you could assume. And look, I'm not saying they were dumb to assume them. There's a lot of things that still look bad for Brady. Even though if you read the text conversations, the deflator nickname does in fact come from a guy who apparently had lost weight and they joked about it. Why was deflator the nickname that was chosen, right? Why did Tom Brady destroy his cell phone? Why did the balls lose so much air in comparison to what we think the Colts lost air? Do we want to think that it's the gas law? Might be. Is it also possible that they let air out of the footballs? It's very possible. But instead of what a commissioner does, which is, hey, I'm pretty sure this is what happened, a court of law, you need a preponderance of evidence. You need some, even the circumstantial evidence was too circumspect. Just was. And so because he couldn't retry the case, he kind of retried the case and determined that Tom Brady was, I guess you could say, being railroaded or being overcharged or being assumed to be guilty for something that there was no proof that he was guilty of. And when you're an actual judge, you have to step in and say, I don't think this is right. But because he couldn't rule on the case, he found loopholes within the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, and this is what he came up with. And the reason that the NFL has already issued an appeal is not because they continue to think that the Ted Wells investigation is perfect, But it's because, one, they got sunken costs. They paid a bunch of money. Two, they got paid a bunch of equity in the we think that this would happen. And three, most importantly, if this doesn't stick, if the overturning of the suspension holds, it's going to be really hard for many suspensions in the future of the NFL to stick as well. This stopped being about deflated footballs a long time ago, but it is, on some levels, about precedent more than about ego. People think, well, it's only about ego. You got the ego of Goodell and the ego of Brady. That's some of it. Dudes have egos. Successful, highly paid, seven-figure guys, eight-figure guys. Those guys got huge egos. Not going to deny that. But it's also about, hey, if you're the NFL and you collectively bargained for your commissioner to have the power to rule and then to arbitrate said ruling, like, that's actually printed. The players signed off on it. The NFL Players Association are doing what they're basically doing what Tony Gonzalez used to do, which is score a touchdown and dunk it through the uprights. They're in zone dancing so much, there's two flags already on the football field. Matter of fact, if the NFLPA danced like this in college football, the touchdown would be taken away. That is, by the way, the stupidest rule in all of sports. Wait. You celebrate, so you lose a touchdown that you rightfully scored? That doesn't make any sense. Anyway, on the other hand, they're celebrating the fact that a document that they negotiated, agreed to, and signed doesn't hold up in this court, in this judge's court. Think about that. Now, it's not that surprising to me because, you know when you go to like an event or you try something dangerous, you jump out of a plane, you do a bunch of, you don't have to sign that you won't, I'm not going to sue. You realize you can still sue, right? You guys do know that? Like, those documents don't mean anything. Nothing. What's the chick from Tori Spelling? Did you see this at Tori Spelling? Like, Tori Spelling is suing Benihana because she slipped and fell on a grill. Like, you can, grills shouldn't have been there. Like, you were coming into Benihana. You knew the grills were hot. And I didn't know if they two-hand shoved her in the grill, if she was liquored up, or she's wearing high heels and one of the heels broke, whatever. She fell into a grill and she's suing Benihana. It wouldn't have mattered if she would have signed her life away. You can still sue. But this is a fascinating look. And a lot of end zone dancing. And a lot of finger wagging. And a lot of I told you so. I did, in fact, tell you so. The second I heard Judge Berman's questions towards the NFL, you knew it was going to happen. But I am not one of these, boy, Roger Goodell, he looks terrible on this. It's not a good look, but it's a stance to which once they took it, there was no kind of dialing back from it. Just wasn't. The only thing worse was if Roger Goodell was a Subway spokesperson, right? That would be the only, then it would have been the worst month ever for them. And I know it's September, it's a new month, but still. Vogel, Robert Griffin. Was JP, OC was at one time, right? Was it an OC Umanyora one? I think he was. I know Strahan was, but I think OC was as well. It's the only thing that could.